This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We're going to jump into the celebrity trash here, which is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. I don't know if Bryn had any success finding those shots we were talking about since we
Not
were
yet,
last
no.
on the air.
Oh,
but
bad news.
I know he's looking.
That's too bad. Oh,
don't worry, we'll get them up there. And of course, we're always asking our texters to, yeah, hey, maybe you've got some of those pictures saved, Vinny and bras. You have quite a history of it, Bryn and I realized as we were talking. Because he was talking about the cantaloupes. He was talking about the cantaloupes that you wore when you had the pregnancy bra on. Remember we did that thing out at
Yes, I do remember that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that, and then we've got a couple of bet payoffs where you had bras on.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a lot of experience with that. We just, you know, might want to take a second and remind people. You can, of course, go right to the Vin Hassan Instagram page and see yesterday's bra wearing. You know, I love a man in a dress, Vin, so...
I know that you do.
I've visited told you those pictures several times.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's right. Ooh. Hello there.
I felt like I'd left you hanging since I didn't send one to you directly after the fact. I went, oh, you know what? She loves this stuff.
I do. I really do.
I mean, I don't mean as in terms of, you know, hotness. You love seeing me humiliated.
It's hotness. Hotness and humiliation. Hotness and humiliation are so closely related in my own mind that, you know, look, okay. Anytime you can just send them along. If you're even thinking about it, you know, boom, hit send.
You got it.
And you know me, I would never post anything that you didn't want me to.
Sure.
I wouldn't.
Right.
As long as you remember to tell me not to.
Right. Here's a text. 650 says, Vinny, Snap hit a 3-year high. Sell.
Sell, dude. Sell.
I did.
Oh, God. Oh.
It's gone. It's already done.
What did you buy instead?
I didn't buy anything yet. I just got rid of it while I could yesterday.
Oh, God, we're out. So did you lose any money?
Nope.
Oh.
But
you know what? Congratulations,
I didn't gain any money
it doesn't matter it,
after
it, you
three plus
even.
Years on the market that and with that Snap stock going as low as $4 at one point and now just
why
getting,
didn't I buy it
you know what if I'd have bought it at that point I would have made some money
a
selling,
lot
like right now you know but
right
I didn't
you'd have quadrupled your money
anyway I'm out from under Snap, everybody.
Oh,
now,
Jesus.
I'm sure the next laugh will be that somehow that goes through the roof. And
Of course it will. Now that you sold it, you just have to be happy that you didn't lose any money. That's all.
Exactly right. But I know that people will be like, you know how rich you'd be now? Thanks.
Don't do it. Believe me. That is an exercise I try not to do. If I had held onto my stock that I sold in the year, I think 2000...
You're talking about Apple stock, right?
Talking about Apple stock that I sold in order to make a down payment on a house, which, look, I mean, you know, that's what we do. But those stocks, holy cow, I'd be a kajillionaire. Well, probably not a kajillionaire, but I'd be doing really well.
Right.
Update.
Oh.
So I've been looking really hard through this just huge library of photos we have. And here's one I found. Let's see if you guys can approve.
Oh, let's have a look at this. Oh, well, that's nice.
Yeah, that's the one I got so far.
Okay,
well, look,
that's
start
plenty.
Putting them up. Start
Go with
putting
that.
Them up and keep on keeping on. Let's get some.
Bryn, you have a lot to do and
let's
you
get
have
a whole gallery.
Nah, young
no,
family
don't
that needs your
about.
Attention. it's the weekend.
I know for sure I have some of those pictures, so I'll send some along today after the show, too. That'll be.
Oh, good.
Yeah. No problem. We got you
Super.
Covered, Ben.
Thanks.
Rolling Stone. They waited till the last week of Pride Month to release a list of 50 essential LGBTQ2IIXYZ movies. So, you know, better late than never. Some of the better known ones, I'll just do a few of them here. But if you were looking for something specifically, you know, to feel like you were in sync with the Pride movement, a lot of them in here you've totally heard of. Moonlight, which I think, didn't it win?
It did. The
best picture?
Yes.
Yeah, it's an excellent movie.
In 2016, that's when it came out.
That was the year when they accidentally announced La La Land.
Right. Oh my God, that's right. Brokeback Mountain, which was, it's just a great movie from 05. It's a beautiful, beautiful movie. Boys Don't Cry from 1999. Call Me By Your Name, which is, I think it's Timothée Chalamet and Armie Hammer. I love that movie. That was from 2017. Hedwig and the Angry Inch, which is, I believe, the film version of the stage. Or maybe the film version came first and then the stage play. Or, I don't know, whichever. Chicken and egg. They've also got The Times of Harvey Milk. Not the movie Milk, but The Times of Harvey Milk, which is a 1984 movie. Angels in America, Bound. Let's see if I missed any of these. My Own Private Idaho and Pink Flamingos. So just a few movies that you can check out.
My Own Private Idaho. Is that Keanu?
I think it is, isn't
it? I think it's River Phoenix and Keanu, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't believe I've seen it, but I remember that being, you know, a sort of a breakout movie for those young guys.
That does sound right. It's definitely, it's, you know, I don't know if it's because I... You know the B-52 song that I thought, well, that's a familiar sounding title, but that actually, now that you say those names, it sounds familiar. I'm sure Brittany is researching it right now.
River Phoenix and Keanu Reeves.
Yeah.
Oh, yep. There we go.
Directed by Gus Van Sant.
Nice. Coronavirus, as you know, that's a thing. I don't really need to tell you. And there have been some terrible stories, of course, about people dying and people just really having symptoms that we didn't even think would be a part of something that's sort of flu-like. This guy, Nick Cordero, has been one of the worst things we've been following. He is a Broadway performer, singer, and dancer specifically. And he's, you know, married. He's got a brand new baby. And he'd been put into a medically induced coma a couple months ago. When he got brought to the hospital, he started having blood clots. He's had mini strokes. I mean, this guy, he's lost a leg in this whole thing. Mm-hmm. His wife has been doing updates on Instagram. He is actually, at one point they were like, say your goodbyes. In fact, I think more than one time they said, look, you need to really square yourself with this because it's not looking good. Right. And she's been, you know, there as much as she can by his side. They're making it sound here like she's only been, let's see, Amanda Klutz is her name. She's been visiting him in the hospital since last week, they say in this story, but I sort of assumed that but people who are super sick, we've been hearing they're alone. Mm-hmm. Nobody can go and see them.
Right.
So it sounds like maybe he's passed the virus and now is dealing with all the repercussions of it. Cause they're apparently she's getting in to see him. He's 41. She told Amanda Klutz, his wife, told followers on her Instagram stories on Wednesday that he's got a new infection. The doctors are all over it, doing everything they can for it. She says Nick has a little bit of a new infection, but they got it under control. They're switching some things out to help. They don't think there will be any kind of issue for the progress that we're hopefully making day by day. She basically says, we just kind of needs slow, steady, stable days. He has been brought out of his medically induced coma. She says he's profoundly weak. Imagine how you feel getting the flu and how it can take your body a full week to recover. Now imagine how Nick's body feels, all that he's gone through, and how long it will take him to recover. This will take time, a long time. He interacts with his eyes, answering questions by looking up for yes and down for no. When he's alert, he can also move his jaw. These are the steps, the progress steps. I've been doing passive physical therapy on him to help him any way I can to get him stronger, to keep his joints moving, engage his muscles. He cannot move his body yet. He's had some minor blood infections, you know, and it goes on. I mean, it's there's your update there. That is.
She's awesome. I mean, as I'm listening to that, I'm just thinking, man, that's a guy who didn't know just how great of a wife he picked out for himself, because right. It would be easy for her to say, I can't and won't.
And she would easily be able to say, I can't expose myself in there because
right.
we have a
that's
brand
what I'm
new
saying.
Baby.
All the, there's a dozen reasons why you would be able to say, I have to just, yep. it, even if it's just emotional ones, like I can't be there for that. I can't right. take it. So there's a lot going on there, and she seems to, at least from what I can tell, be about the best person you could pick in a situation where you're going to find yourself sick like that, because she's all support. That's awesome.
I just feel so terrible for them. I mean, and I especially for him. I mean, look, everybody has their cross to bear in life, but man, you're a dancer. The guy's a dancer. It's all he. I'm sure. Look, you don't get on Broadway for being a so-so dancer. He's an amazing mm-hmm. dancer. I am sure of it. And to wake up and not have a leg. I mean, there's the repercussions of this are the rest of his life. You know, no matter how long that is. And I actually hope that he can find a way to get on top of it and have a life.
Hey, can
so
you go
tragic.
Back? Sure, someone what? Wrote in, where can we catch these Pride films? Vinny kind of interrupted Sarah.
Did you?
I didn't think I did.
At the Sarah Vinny Facebook
we already
page.
Posted the list. I think we posted the full list of all 50. I just did a few of them. 50 essential LGBTQ movies from Rolling Stone. There's a link at the Sarah Vinny Facebook page.
It's going to be the second thing on the feed, though, because the first thing is now Vinny's. It's a flashback Friday of Vinny with boobs and a big belly.
Yeah, we put you into a sympathy pregnancy belly. Mm-hmm. It must have been 7 years ago. Because right. your daughter's almost seven now, so it was so you could feel what your wife was going through. Yay. You loved it, actually. It was super fun. That was a fun day. The 146th Kentucky Derby is going to happen. It was supposed to happen on May 2nd. And I don't, you know, there's a triple crown, right? So there's the Belmont Stakes and there's one other.
Kentucky Belmont Stakes, Kentucky Derby, and the Preakness.
The Preakness, that's it. So if you win all three of those, you've won the Triple Crown. So I don't know if those other two races have been run, and they're not part of this story, but the Kentucky Derby's happening.
What I think I know of it is they switched the order of them around and ran them out of order, and one of the races has already been run.
Okay.
And so the Kentucky Derby is going to happen from what I saw as well, but it'll be interesting to see how many people turn out for that. Right now, right. there's still a ton of people who don't believe they can catch COVID-19.
And they'll go out. Despite the numbers surging.
They'll go, because they're not seeing them and I'm not seeing them. I'm hiding in my house. I don't see them. I'm just trusting that this thing's real and don't want no trouble.
Right.
But for plenty of people, they're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know anyone who has it and I don't
right.
see it and I'm going to just live
So they
life.
May have good turnout.
They may. I don't know how this will, you know, there's age limits. There's certain age horses that run in these races. So I don't know if by the time all of them, this year's Triple Crown may be unwinnable by a single horse because mm-hmm. maybe they've aged out.
Whoa.
Derby week.
Do you hear that?
I don't. I can't hear it. Oh, my God. Any opportunity. Derby week kicks off September 1st. I'm in the middle of a story here. You rats!
Oh!
Oh! Like three people on that
you
horse.
You really
Jesus.
Do like riding horses, don't you?
Why do I ever do? I'm skipping. Let's talk about Baby Shark.
All right.
You've probably said to yourself at some point over the last 4 years, this can't last forever. You were right. The original video has almost 6 billion views, and now there's a TV show, Baby Shark's Big Show, and it's coming to Nickelodeon, starting with a holiday special in December. So congratulations, everyone. On top of everything else that's happening in 2020, from COVID to Black Lives Matter to murder hornets, now we've got Baby Shark's Big Show. Nickelodeon says it's excited to dive deeper into this incredible world. Congrats on your punniness. Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I don't know, but news is next.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.